And it's frigid in parts of the country. Maybe you're wiping your dog's feet of ice and salt after a walk. But when should you not take them for a walk? Dr. Kim Smythe is a staff veterinarian with Pet Plan Insurance and a pet health writer in Charlottesville, Virginia, who's drawn up a great color-coded chart to tell you when not to. It's got temperatures and pet size. We'll post it at hereandnow.org. Dr. Smythe, why'd you do this?
The common question we get as veterinarians is, how cold is too cold for my dog to go outside? And the answer is, there's no one right answer for every dog.
Well, you say, for instance, that if you've got a husky that's trained to do the Iditarod, they'll be okay in those freezing temperatures. But if you take a regular house husky and drop them up in the Arctic, they'll die.
That's right. You have to take into account acclimation to the weather, as well as the size of your dog and the breed of your dog and their overall health.
Okay, so you've got this chart, and basically it's going to be too cold for different sized dogs and dogs with different hair at certain times. But
right.
How do you know? I mean, does your dog tell you when they're too cold?
Right. Every dog is going to be different. And some dogs, even small dogs, like to stay outside. So you're going to have to kind of play by your dog's rules too. But know that under 30 degrees, factoring in the wind chill, it's not going to be safe for any dog to be outside for an extended period of time.
Even with sweaters and booties and things like that?
You can buy yourself a little bit of time with warm weather clothing. But at the end of the day, you want to take into account your dog's safety and your pet's best advocate.
And by the way, those booties that are supposed to protect dogs' pads from ice, but also from the de-icing agents, which they can't even walk on, which are horrible. How do you know when their pads are really in trouble?
For dogs that have a lot of pigment and the pads are black, you may not know until the skin sloughs off. Mm. For dogs who have light-colored pads, you could look for redness, swelling. Pain when they walk is especially telling.
Yeah. Some people are just, if they're smaller dogs, just carrying them in the winter now
because
there's so much stuff out there. And you say if you see a dog that has hypothermia, if what, they're shivering and you know, their heartbeat is off?
Right. Shivering would be the first sign, and dogs with moderate to severe hypothermia won't even shiver. So you'll want to get these dogs inside, wrap them up in a warm towel or blanket, and get them to the vet if you need to.
Yeah, water bottles might help, but be careful with electric blankets.
Anything that is electric that you can plug in has the chance to get too hot and cause thermal burns.
And what about cats? Many people are moving to indoor cats to preserve the birds and to preserve the cats because so many are getting hit by cars or preyed upon by predators. But if your cat has to go out and hunt, what should you do for them?
Just make sure they have an insulated shelter outdoors and access to water that's not frozen. Cats are really good at hiding, finding nice warm hiding spots, including under the hood of your car. So in the morning when you go out, before you start your car, please bang on the hood, scare the cat out so they don't get trapped in the fan.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kim Smythe, staff veterinarian with Pet Plan Insurance and a pet health writer in Charlottesville, Virginia. Dr. Smythe, thank you.
Thank you for having me.